This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was a fascinating article that one of my listeners sent saying our unsustainable coffee production is making people sick. That our pesticides, the way we manufacture it, could be hurting us. 3 billion cups of coffee are consumed every day. But coffee production has become problematic, according to Fizz.org. And there's negative health impacts on humans and animals. That is now going to weigh on our conscience, they say. Now, coffee plants, just like any other plant, are subjected to a barrage of attacks by insects, bacteria, and fungi. And they have been grown as a quote-unquote monoculture crop since the 1990s. They believe that exacerbates, as well as climate change, the number of fungi, bacteria, and insects that could grow. Larger coffee plantations has led to increased use of pesticides so that farmers could get rid of the insects and then the bacteria that come with it, fungi, etc. They say in Brazil, the world's largest coffee producer and pesticide consumer, chemical pesticide has increased by 190% in a single decade. 190%. Estimates show that roughly 38 million kilograms of pesticides are used annually in Brazilian coffee production. They say since 2019, 475 new pesticides have been approved in Brazil. Okay, I can only count maybe three different pesticides. They have 475? More than a third of these, though, are not approved in the EU due to their toxicity, or the European Union. So according to Athena Catulius, a fellow of the University of Copenhagen's Department of Geosciences and Natural Resource Management, she says the problem is that there are more and more reports of pesticide contamination in groundwater and ecosystems, and harmful symptoms and disorders among animals and humans in areas where coffee is grown. Skin disorders, respiratory problems, high blood pressure, organ damage, cancer, cardiovascular disease. And so she has published a study called In Plant Pathology that reviews research regarding alternative plant protection strategies. And it has to do with the pesticides. The majority of the reports on the effects of pesticides are from Brazil, Colombia, Jamaica, Nicaragua, all areas with high biodiversity, fragile ecosystems, and resource-poor rural populations. Studies from other countries report similar pesticide-driven consequences. They said, for example, a study from the Dominican Republic demonstrated that coffee plantation workers are being exposed to these pesticides and having health effects. So, you know, it's growing coffee. And I am no coffee expert. I'm also not a coffee drinker. So I can't necessarily, you know, I know if I tell you to cut back on your coffee, you'd be like, oh, hell no. Especially since coffee has been found to be very therapeutic. Helps fight liver cancer. And I mean, there's a whole variety of things that coffee has been shown. And we've seen the health benefits of coffee. But if it's full of pesticides or other sorts of issues that can cause health issues that aren't being screened for, that's a problem. So they say researchers point to a variety of strategies. So, you know, we talked about the monoculture. Monocultures are farming systems where there's only one type of crop, monoculture. You're only culturing one. And so they could then spray everything as opposed to treating. The reason why they think that might worsen the whole pesticide use is as opposed to having different plants with different needs and different bugs. You know, when it's just one whole farm, all right, dump it all. And so they think that might be an issue. Researchers think that there could be some sustainable alternatives. One is agroforestry, the cultivation of crops and trees on the same land. That would return coffee growing back to the coffee plant's roots. They say the coffee plant originated thousands of years ago in an environment shaded by a rich array of plants, shrubs, and trees in southwestern Ethiopia. That's a traditional way Ethiopian farmers grow coffee. And it has the advantages of minimizing pests and diseases while strengthening plant health, biodiversity, and ecosystems. So as opposed to the monoculture where you have, all right, here's a farm, here's land, let's just grow coffee. If you put them in a more a hetero sort of landscape where they also have the protection from the trees and the shade and all that, it could maybe minimize some of the exposure they're getting. They say agroforestry diversifies the farmer's income revenues as profits can be earned by both the coffee beans and the secondary farm products like wood, livestock feed, etc. But pests and disease will thrive wherever. And so we need to figure out how to do pesticides that won't necessarily hurt humans. I mean, we're trying to kill. When we use a pesticide, and side means kill, when you hear static, like bacteria static, it means it weakens the bacteria. Cidal means it kills it. So a pesticide, if we're trying to use something that is a fungicide, a bactericide, an insecticide, or some of the most, you know, complex creatures, maybe smaller than us, and we're trying to use something to kill them that is supposed to be 100% safe on us. Now, the third possible strategy is using RNA interference. This makes people nervous. RNA molecules are sprayed onto a crop. They turn on vital genes in the target organism, which threatens the coffee plant, and they could then target the pest. And, or they could have this RNA interference where it could actually allow, another thing they could do is make a plant that is more resistant to the pesticide. So we'll see what happens, but a very easy step to do, an easy thing they could do, we could do is coffee makers, Starbucks, Uban, all that, check for pesticides. See if the coffee you're serving us has a bunch of chemicals in it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so a little bit of drama going on the Nevada scene, and many of you have reached out about what has been going on. Apparently, we have some bills that are passed, some vetoed, as it involves transgender rights and as it involves insurance coverage and doctors performing procedures. And, you know, what happens in Nevada could extend to other states. Some of these, many states are now trying to grapple with how to move forward with minors and surgery on tax-paying dollars, covering surgery on what insurance companies have to cover. So what we have here, just so I could kind of explain what's going on, is Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo has signed two bills and rejected another as it pertains to the coverage, the medical coverage. Lombardo signed a bill Monday,
requiring health insurance companies, including Medicaid, to cover all gender-affirming surgeries. And so this is something that we're going to talk about. And then there was another bill that was signed earlier that required the state's Department of Corrections to adopt mental and medical health standards for transgender and gender non-conforming people inside the state's prison, including cultural competency training for guards. And then there was a rejection of a bill that was would have, if it passed, protected providers of gender-affirming services from losing their medical license. And I think that had to do with if they performed it on a minor. And I think he wasn't ready to move forward and pass that. So as a physician, I'm mixed with a lot of what's going on. Because on one end, having had true transgender patients that struggle, them undergoing the change and transition, vital for their health, and it's something that I'm tired of insurance companies finding reasons to not cover things. If this is something that they need medically and for their mental health, insurance should cover it. On the flip side, however, we have changed from this being a very, very a small percentage of the population to now we are exponentially seeing a huge rise in people questioning their gender and considering changes. And so voice changing surgery, facial hair changing surgery, hair transplants. These are things that might have originally been considered cosmetic can fall under the now gender transforming or gender transitioning surgery. If somebody does not want their breasts, that's not going to be cosmetic anymore and paid for by themselves. That would be paid under insurance with this law in Nevada. And so one ramification could be our insurance rates are going to skyrocket. The more people requiring the very, very expensive transitioning, the more it's going to cost the average policyholder. Same thing with Medicaid. Where this gets a little sticky, the reason why I think there's been a lot of debate is, you know, if Medicaid is taxpaying dollars, does that subject people who might not be comfortable with it? And how I've always taken this is, if it's something medical, leave it between the medical people. Keep everybody else out of it. You know, this way, there's privacy. This way, you don't have everybody giving their opinions. They don't have their skin in the game. Nobody's asking them to pay for it. Nobody's asking. Once we start bringing in Medicaid and Medicare, now you're opening up the whole forum where everybody putting money into the system is going to be like, but wait a second, it's against my religion. This isn't something that I support. Why can't I get these surgeries? And so then it could be a little bit of a mess. And so, you know, in terms of doctors being punished, I never like that. I do not like politics or I do not like government interfering with medicine. We saw what happened with COVID and the mandates and all that. When government interferes with medicine, it's a mess. However, on the flip side, there are advocates that want to make sure a child is, one, not taken from their parents and not allowing parents to be involved in the decision-making process, and two, that a child even has the comprehension of what they're about to undergo. And knowing that people change their minds, the average transgender individual that I took care of still wanted to be fertile. Are we guaranteeing that the child understands that? And so malpractice could come into play, and there's been some cases that have been brought up where people who transitioned were upset that their doctor didn't explain to them that they could have fertility issues. Now, usually informed consent is not given by a child because we don't understand if they're able to make that. You know, a big argument we have here is kids aren't allowed to vote. kids aren't allowed to have a bottle of alcohol. But they're able to now make a decision on their future fertility. You know, if a child wants to be male or female, that's fine. But in terms of anything that could possibly be permanent, and now we're having studies talk about how some of these hormones could affect their mental health. So it could affect their mental health if they don't transition, but it could also affect their mental health if they transition. So I think we just need more time. Yet the laws are coming and coming and coming. And so I think we're trying to play catch up. And with this playing catch up, we might be making some moves that might cause some unintended consequences. So if insurance companies now have to cover hair transplants, hair removal, breast reconstruction, changes within genitalia, and if it's not going to be considered cosmetic, because that's how insurance got out of it. We didn't have to pay for all of that as a premium, as a policyholder, because the insurance didn't have to pay for it. Now that insurance is, many individuals, I can't tell you how many times people came to me saying, Dahlia, I want my breasts reduced. And I'm like, well, I know a couple good cosmetic surgeons are like, no. Do it under regular insurance. How do I get regular insurance to pay? And we would look up in the book, there were guidelines. Well, do you have back pain? This, and then the insurance company wanted proof that there was back issues before they would pay for the breast reduction. And so where our premiums can go up is if people can figure out how to now, if this is loosely worded, get some of their procedures covered. I worry about the true transgender population where this is supposed to be healthy and protecting. But if now you have a bunch of individuals jump on this and, well, yeah, you know, I want this as well, you know, because this is I always worry about the individuals that we're trying to protect. Oftentimes they get hurt because we think we're helping their population and we dilute the process, and then the true individuals won't get help. If insurance companies spike their rates and start to make transitioning a lot tighter, because now they're forced to pay for it and it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars, the average true transgender individual may now have less access. So we have to really think these through. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. I understand that, you know, I see where Sheriff Lombardo was like, look, you know, these insurance companies, just like how they got out of taking care of physicals and all that, you know, insurance companies are notorious for not wanting to cover things. So this bill says you have to cover it. But the consequences could now be everybody's rates go up and there could be an abuse of the system. So, you know, everything's controversial. And it stinks that there has to be politics in medicine. And it's a very expensive process to transition. It's a very expensive process to have cosmetic surgery. It's a very expensive process to have mental health issues. We are going to hit a limit and a breaking point with what we're paying for. And I'm not sure where insurance companies or our healthcare system goes from here. And I worry we're going to go socialized to try to pay for it all. But all is very expensive. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update, a big Supreme Court win for Native American tribes. The courts upheld the law that gives tribe preferences when it comes to foster care and adoption of children in those tribes. Tribal leaders back the law as a means of preserving families, traditions, and cultures. Since his Tuesday indictment, former President Trump's campaign has received more than $6 million in donations. But could Trump have avoided indictment? The Washington Post reports a Trump attorney asked Trump last fall if he could negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department, and Trump said no. Yesterday's decision by the Fed to not raise interest rates is raising hope on Wall Street. The Dow's up by nearly 300 points today. For years, the fans of the English soccer club Manchester United have called on its American owners, the Glazers, to sell. Now sources say the Glazers are in talk to sell to a sheikh from Qatar. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interestingly, one of our listeners, and would love to hear from you guys, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, I just finished my salad, so sorry. I had my salad for breakfast today. I hope you guys didn't mind. You had to hear me eat it, but salads are healthy. But one of my listeners, I guess, had been put up against a wall, figuratively, with their view. They're very pro-pride LGBTQ, but when it came to transgender sports or children transitioning, she had spoken out in a conversation at work, and so she basically was asked by her co-workers, are you with us or against us? It's, you're either for it, figuratively, you're against all of it, and basically made her feel like she was biased. And so the, her question is can you be pro, you know, is it all or nothing? And I think this is something that many of us, you know, there's been discussions on racial equality. We're all for racial equality, I believe. But then what about some of the, what about excluding white individuals to improve diversity? Some people will say, well, no, because that's not racial equality. We have to treat everybody the same. And so one thing I've learned in life is everything's a spectrum. It's not just all or nothing. But the way the media or the way activists want it is it's all or nothing. So if you are not for children transitioning without parental consent and being able to do so without the parents being involved and school counselors helping, and you aren't comfortable with that, but you support gay marriage, you support everything else, gender fluidity, acknowledging people by their pronouns that they wish, it's nope, you're already tainted. You're completely anti-LGBTQ community. And I'm telling you right now that's wrong, because having friends and family members in the LGBTQ community, they are split on this as well. And so how do we realign society in that it's not that if you're, you know, a big issue we had a couple of years ago was how do we support police and black communities? Now, you would think you could support both at the exact same time, but it was made in the media, no. If you're supporting police officers, then it means you're anti, but and it doesn't work. Because people get confused. And I think they're trying to, whoever is, and it's not the individual groups that are we're trying to help. It's I think, other individuals that are not necessarily a part and who would benefit, but they're orchestrating it. And I think they want to make sure there's not this, well, I see that, just like with Republicans and Democrats, the average person I know embraces both Republican and Democratic ideals, but may dislike something the Republicans do or dislike something the Democrats do. How many Republicans out there dislike Trump? How many Democrats out there dislike Biden? It happens. So what? But no, I see it on both sides. Then you're not a true Republican. Then you're not a true Democrat. Who's making this definition? I mean, it's there. You can say, look, I support this. Just like with the Bible. You can embrace the Bible. You can embrace the teachings. But you aren't sacrificing the lambs. I mean, you read the Bible, it says, well, you have to make a sacrifice. You build an altar, make a sacrifice. So are you saying, because we didn't sacrifice and we aren't following, you know, Leviticus, I don't know the number, we're then completely atheist? No. You embrace what you get. Nobody in society is allowing the flexibility. And when I see what's happening with bomb threats, with targets, and anti-pride sentiment, there's no reason to be anti-pride. But somebody lumped it together. And I've spoken to my gay friends who said, look, it's ruining all the progress we've made because people are so freaked out about what they want to do with children and transgender transitioning that they're lumping all of our progress into that. And it's ridiculous. And we need to tell the media to stop. But everybody has to have a label. It's simpler that way. You need to be Republican. You need to be Democrat. You need to be pro-LGBTQ plus, or you're anti. It doesn't make sense. Racial equality. I think all of us agree that what happened in America when it came to slavery, when it came to segregation, never should happen again. Ever. And we should strive to make sure all people have, you know, they equal access. What we did
in the South 2 years ago in Alabama and Mississippi to those individuals, those black families that did not want to get the vaccine, kick them out of restaurants. That was, we were almost recreating 1950s America. That, don't know why we let that happen. And we need to strive to make sure that nobody is kicked out of a restaurant, nobody has to use a separate bathroom, nobody loses access to a job. But making that happen, you're actually seeing now campuses segregate. They're saying, if you don't want any white people, we will kick the white people out. No white people apply. No white men apply. No white females apply. Well, now, that's not racial equality. So what is it? And so everything's a spectrum. And I'm not sure where we go next. Because once you allow, what America is trying to do is, look, it is okay to discriminate and bias and pick somebody based on the color of their skin if it works for one side. The problem is, if you have that in the books, it always turns on you. So right now, the majority of children in the Clark County School District, I think this happened a few years back, I think over the past 10 years, the minority is Caucasian. Caucasians are not majority. They're minorities. The majority is Latino. And so when somebody has as a law, minorities will be given preferential treatment, and they have that in a policy, well, now you're discriminating against the Hispanics because they're the majority. You got to be really, really careful with what you're doing with it. Just don't have that verbiage in there. Don't be a discriminating, preferential treatment. Don't. Just everybody is equal. We treat us all the same when it comes to a job, when it comes to, and so, you know, sports. This big thing with transgender sports. How many individuals have been pro people transitioning, comfortable with tax dollars paying for it, all that? But they stop short of, yeah, but I don't want you in the locker room and competing with my daughter who's trying to get a scholarship. All right? Does that mean they are anti and completely bigoted? And it means they embrace part of it and they don't embrace another part of it. Now, does that mean somebody who doesn't, I don't know, this all or nothing doesn't work. It works for those who want to divide us, but it doesn't work on making progress. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure when you guys heard this, you were like, what the hell? A former Harvard Medical School morgue manager has been accused of stealing, selling, and shipping the cadaver body parts. What the hell? Cedric Lodge, 55 years old, worked at the medical school's morgue in Boston and allegedly is now, well, he's facing federal charges for allegedly stealing, quote, dissected portions of donated cadavers, including heads, brains, skin, bones, and other human remains, without the knowledge or permission of the school, and removed those remains from the morgue in Massachusetts, transported them to his residence in New Hampshire, according to the federal indictment. You are not allowed to ship and sell human body parts. That's under the purview of the feds. He allegedly conspired with his wife, Denise,
63 years old, to sell the human remains to others, including Katrina McLean, 44 years old, and Joshua Taylor, 46 years old, according to the indictment. CNN is reporting that McLean is the owner of Cat's Creepy Creations, a store in Peabody, Massachusetts, where she allegedly sold the stolen body parts to others. The Lodges, McLean, and Taylor now are all charged in the indictment with conspiracy and interstate transport of stolen goods. Now, Taylor's attorney, Christopher O'Peel, told CNN they have no comment, but the U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, Jamard Karim, said some crimes defy understanding. The theft and trafficking of human remains strikes at the very essence of what makes us human. It is particularly egregious that so many of the victims here volunteered to allow their remains to be used to educate medical professionals and advance the interests of science and healing. For them and their families to be taken advantage in the name of profit is appalling. With these charges, we are seeking to secure some measure of justice for all of these victims. It's disgusting. I am blown away by something like this. Now again, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But these human remains are voluntarily donated to the medical schools. Most of them donated. When you donate your body to science. This is Harvard. Okay, Harvard is one of the top medical institutions in the world. When the medical school is finished with the remains, they get cremated. And then, oftentimes, they will be returned to the donor's family or buried in a cemetery in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. This is for Harvard Medical School. So when I was in medical school, we had to show utmost respect, and we did. You would think it would mentally help to dehumanize. We don't. We understand it's a human all the way through. And we respect it. And it's, and I get that there might be defense mechanisms. You might hear some giggles and all that because people are nervous. They're around dead bodies. You're in a room, by the way, with 20 dead bodies. And the average person has never been, for me, it's very, I've been there comfortable. It's, now I'm used to it. When you walk in, oh my gosh. But you almost feel the soul. I did. It was a little cold in there. And I felt a shiver. And I almost felt like the souls were there. Like they were watching. And then you got assigned. I said a prayer for him and a soul. And then you work together and you learn. And I'm very, very grateful for everybody who donated their body to our medical school. I went to UNR. In fact, my school was made it in the news decades ago because I think the fraternity, one of the fraternities broke in, stole a body, put it on a raft with some flags, and had it in the middle of the lake. There's a lake on campus. I think arrests all the way around, higher security. But there is security, there is oversight all the time. So this stuff doesn't happen again. And the reason I'm so shocked is that fraternity prank happened, I believe, in the 80s, way before I went into training. And here we are in 2023, and people are trafficking these body parts? So, federal prosecutors said in a news release that three other people could also face charges and separate indictments in connection to the case, including one who was indicted in Arkansas. Now, Cedric Lodge, who worked for the medical school, was fired on May 6th. University officials called his behavior an aberrant betrayal. And, you know, it's, I don't understand why. I don't understand also, who would buy the stuff? Who out there wants to buy a dead hand? I don't get that. And maybe it's because I'm not into crime. Is there some advantage in crime where you have then the, I guess, the fingerprints? Is it you want the retina? Because if we go to retina scanning for voting, you could then use that retina scan to vote. What is it? What? Yeah, school me, because I'm naive. I don't understand that. Cedric Lodge also allegedly allowed McLean and Taylor into the Harvard Medical School morgue so they could choose what remains they wanted to purchase. How much money? McLean allegedly paid Cedric Lodge $600 for two dissected faces in October 2020. McLean is also accused of selling these stolen body parts to other buyers in multiple states, selling human skin to a Pennsylvania man who tanned it to create leather. This is disgusting. Taylor has paid over $37,000 through 39 PayPal payments to the lodges for the body parts. On May 19th in 2019, Taylor allegedly sent a $1,000 payment to Denise Lodge with the memo, head number 7. And then there was another $200 sent with the memo reading brains. This is disgusting. And what worries me is there's a big push for medical schools to go tech. And some of the newer medical schools have this. Do you guys remember in Iron Man, the whole Jarvis thing where, who's the player? Robert Downey Jr. is swiping his hand and bringing up an image. This sort of technology we have for anatomy, where you can hit a button and it'll give you a 3D look, and it's nice. It's a very, very nice way to learn without needing a human body, but it's different. You know, and people say, Dahlia, you don't necessarily need the cadavers because you could see the anatomy in books and pictures. You don't need the cadaver. That's not the point of the cadavers. The point of being around those who have deceased is you building that stamina and that comfort and that instinct. How do you take care of the healthy if you've never seen the dead? You have to be able to hold the hand of family members that are dying, understand the process, understand it was a stamina we built. I was very weak and very timid. I couldn't go up to another person's face and look in their eye and touch another person and get that close to a complete stranger. By medical school, I am all up in everybody. I will come up to a perfect stranger and examine the thyroid. I'm like, I'm sorry, but your thyroid looks fake. It completely transforms you so that you can jump in. If somebody is dying, you don't want to be like, ooh, gross. So that's why we have that process. And God bless everybody who's donated to science for that process. And this is a shame what happened. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.